Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Can it be? Is it possible? Summer's almost over. Say it ain't so, Joe. Oh, boy. It's going fast. Going fast. Great stuff, though. Terrific. Like to keep this weather all year round. But then that would be called Florida and not New York. Oh, well. Let's have some fun, shall we? Okay. A little Lucy on Edge.
Going on for me. I don't know about too much going on. We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. And this presidential race. I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country, saying, I can't take it anymore! The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ask? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature of 102. She's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature of 104. You might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least. I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and okay, I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive, yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. Threesomes! I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it! Don't do it! And then there was David Paterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn. Honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy. I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Cash, honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership reward points. I really do think there's too much news, right? We got 24-hour news channels, half an hour specials, 1 hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second news. Thank you. All you need to know.
All is frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat sits right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Future, nor the past, he's not your poochie. piece of bone satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no wall, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't act. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. My cat is a zen master.
Play it on your cat-o-castle.
Get out of your mind. If you don't know how to do that, just go get yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is dead master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
You'll never be free. Yeah, the cat is master. Love of mine, but I can't say I won't stop trying. Nature orders things outside of time. Gypsy monk, it's how I know you're mine. Call it spooky action at a distance, entangled mystic. You're nothing like a butterfly, driven by fear and want, your one big appetite. You made an awful mess and sown destruction. From some forgotten self came your instruction. But who can blame you, little one? What's done is done. A sum of facts is not the whole truth, and if consumed like poison fruit, has consequences you may regret. But every cause has this effect, and who can blame you, little one? It's been fun.
Columbo. Check him out. My cat is a Zen master. Go to Facebook, Chuck Columbo, and you'll find out more about him. And what else we have going on? Oh, Chuck Skull's in the house. Chuck Skull, World Rock Talk with Kat Vecchione, 8 p.m. on Saturdays. That's on Blog Talk Radio. Want to check out Chuck Skull. And don't forget Chuck, Saturday, 10 a.m., the Golden Age of Radio. It's a great way to do your laundry and laugh or multitask and do anything. I put it on when I'm doing some computer work on the phone. It's always good. And also the Wacko Network, Tuesdays through Fridays, on Blog Talk Radio, 9 a.m. Want to check them out. We also have Betty Jo Tucker in the house. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on September 2nd. She'll be doing four remarkable filmmakers. Okay. Now, she always gets these names I can't pronounce, but I'm going to say them anyway. It looks like Vaughn Regensburger, Wash Westmoreland, Richard Glatzer, and Chris Bruno drop by Movie Attic Headquarters to talk about their new movies, A Remarkable Life and The Last of Robin Hood. You want to check that out. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Always something fun going on. And you know what's fun, too? I think you do. Anything Goons. Anything Goons.
Ladies and gentlemen, back from the dead, we present half an hour of continuous radio fighting. In both corners, the Goons!
Yes, yes, Master.
Tell the masses what we have in store, Ellington.
Yes, Master. Ladies and gentlemen, the Goons and myself, after a successful season of unemployment in Ghana, returning to the air for a long series of one. They commence with a mystery play packed from end to end with mediocrity under the title of
Mary Poppins is a Junkie.
The crimes you are about to hear have been specially committed for this program. Here to tell you the story with words is Captain Harry Seagull.
I remember when it all started. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified electric hammock. I'll say it again. At the time, I was asleep. Shut up, Milligan, I'll stump you anyway. Now step on your foot, boy. At the time! At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock, went through the pigeonhole, flew a carrier pigeon. There was something stuck to his leg. It was a postman.
Letter for you,
sir. Thank you. Hurriedly, I tore open the letter. Inside was an envelope. With a message that said...
Report at once to MI file.
The letter was written... The letter was written in a disguised voice. Hurriedly stepping on a fresh pigeon, I flew out the window.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagull reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England!
You twit. Pull up a chair.
There you go. Somebody open a window. So this was the fabulous Lance Brigadier Hercules Goodpipe Sim. I drew up a chair and placed it on the table next to him. Gad, how cunningly he was disguised. Stark naked, save for a sou'wester, string lorgnette, and a pair of identical pencils.
Now, Captain Seagull. Please don't do that. Captain, you have been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission.
Does this mean I've been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission?
So you've guessed. You're no fool. Well, I don't know, then. Seagull, you're to make your way to Budapest via Hungary, or Hungary via Budapest, whichever you prefer.
Will I have to go abroad?
If all else fails, yes.
Dangerous work. I suppose I'll have to take risks.
Yes, and a small pot of tea.
What does it mean?
It means you've been chosen to go abroad with a packet of risks and a small pot of tea.
Tea. For what reason?
Reason? Does there have to be a reason?
Ying Tong in Lao.
I see what you mean, yes. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
There you go.
Uh,
your question?
Yes, sir. I had a yes, it said. Yes, I said.
One thing killed the Briton.
Yes?
That was our defeat by the Hungarian football team. I fear those Magyars did for us, lad.
Now, the woman is after me.
Hello, sailor.
Before they play again, we must make absolutely sure they don't win.
Does this mean sabotage?
You may well ask that.
I did ask it rather well.
Yes. You did.
Thank you.
Pull up a chair. This is Operation Explodable Boot. You will make your way to Budapest. Once there, you will contact our British agent, X.
X? How do you spell it?
X.
How do I contact him?
By whistling a highly skilled, mysterious secret tune. The moment he hears it, he will hand you a sealed envelope, heavily sealed.
But the secret tune?
It goes like this.
That's the Hungarian Rhapsody.
I've got news for you, man.
What's secret about that?
Cool, didn't you notice I was whistling in English?
I know. But there are thousands of Hungarians who can whistle in English fluently.
How dare they?
Mm-hmm. In any case, I can't whistle.
Curse from the film of the same name. Yeah. We shall have to think about this. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Captain Seagoon and the Brigadier are thinking, we, the BBC, would like to entertain you with a smile and a song from that well-known tenor, Webster Smokepool.
I should like to commence my program with a song that is rapidly climbing from the top of the Horseman's Palais. That lovely melody that I have recorded for my latest film, which is now showing north of the river, and it's called, If I Had to Do It All Over Again, I'd Do It All Over Again.
I've got it, Seagull.
Oh, I hey, anything when you can't think of the word.
I've got it, Seagoon.
Here, Doctor. That was...
It's the old ones that are going down tonight. I see.
Yes, yes. I've got it, Doctor. Yes. Sergeant Throat?
Yes, sir.
Send in our highly skilled, mysterious, whistling espionage agent.
Right.
You mean you'll send a man with me who'll do all my highly skilled secret whistling?
Exactly, and exactly, and in that order. Seagull, this is the man who can remember a tune no matter how difficult or complicated.
How do you do?
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Yep. How's your old dad? And his lunch. How's your old dad and his lunch, eh?
My old dad?
Known as an angel.
Yes, he is. It's an angel.
Not going very deep,
going. Yes.
How's your old dad?
My old dad very well, to be sure.
Good. My old dad's good, too.
Yeah,
thanks. Fine, they're both okay.
Yeah.
Both are old dads. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Look at that. This man doesn't look very intelligent.
I heard that. And let me tell you, Ed, look, the count it. What's he got up here, that mother?
What have you got up there?
Nothing. Ain't he looking? How's your old dad getting on this?
I don't see my old dad's health has got to
well,
do
with
it.
I'm glad you're on me, but...
Gentlemen.
They're arguing.
Let the argument please. Gentlemen, I've just been on the phonograph to HQ. You are to collect a new highly skilled whistling tune direct from our own highly skilled mysterious pianist composer. Eccles knows the address. He also needs a secret knock, which will gain you admission.
How far is it?
Oh, my.
Let's go.
Ah. This is the house, and I shall now give the secret knock that only he and I know.
Where did you get a name like that?
The Eccles.
Oh, Eccles, it's me, Mr. Krabs.
Oh!
It's me.
You idiot.
Idiot?
Idiot. Oh, Mr. Krabs, sir, open this door at once.
I can't, it's locked in the key.
Curse, the door's locked.
Yes, try the window, that's open.
Curse. The window's locked as well.
It is open, I
It's locked, I tell you. Come out and see for yourself.
All right, sir. Let me try it. Yes, the window is locked. Yes. What a state of affairs. Then must be the door and the window.
Look, I'll go inside and open it. Bravo!
Clown meat.
That was Tom Carozza. Hey, shout out to Betty Jo Tucker's in the House Movie Attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. with Kat Facchione. It's World Rock Talk Report with Kat Facchione. She's not in the room today, but that's okay. The Wacko Network, gotta love them, Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Gotta love my Wacko Bob and the boys. They're always fun. Betty Jo, I see you figured out with your computer how to get in here, and that's a good thing. Betty Jo Tucker, gotta love her. She's fun. And everyone, I want you to send out some positive vibes to funny lady Joan Rivers. I know she's had a lot of plastic surgery, and whatever it is, it's, you know, we need our funny people more than ever. So here's a little Joan Rivers on Johnny Carson. She was a forerunner and a brave woman that paved the way for many of us. And when I say was, I mean in 1984 when she did this recording.
Here's Joan Rivers!
Perfect. No, that was one, and I'm so glad it's a good audience because I've been trying on, I didn't know it's the beginning of the week. Should I put on print? Should I put on pants? Should I put on longer? Do you like the dress? I have tried on everything in the world. Yeah, thank you very much. That's simple. It's simple. You know what I mean? I change more times than Victoria Principal's age. I mean, I just, then again, I shouldn't make a joke about Victoria Principal, who is my best friend. Because, no, because women are allowed to lie about their age, especially when you get old. You know what? Women, as you get older, people get very angry with you. You know, they don't like, the men don't go for you as much. You know what I mean? And yes, I said to my husband, Edgar, women are like wine. The older we get, the better we become. He locked me in the closet. And, because you reach a certain age, you know what? How old are you? 69, so what are you really, about 72? Because you look great. You look good for 69. Honestly, really 69? You're just saying that.
No, that's
right. It's where are you from?
Odessa, Texas.
Texas, oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because the Southern women, see, play Corvette, my age. Southern women are so smart. They play cutesy, wootsy, wootsy till the day they die and the men go bananas. Okay, honey. Northern women. No, it's true. I guess if I walk around and say, that's my age, they go, okay. I am so old. Ugh. The band leader at my wedding was Nero. I mean, and I'm still trying to have sex. Do you have a good sex life still?
No.
You're so lucky. What's your name? What's your name?
Seal Valentine.
Seal Valentine? Seal, my sex life, may I tell you, Seal. And I put mirrors up over the bed, but I'm getting so old, I may have to be bifocals. My age now. I have a copy of the Ten Commandments. It's signed. A mixed drink to me is geritol and prune juice. It is recent. And then, you know what someone said? To keep looking young, exercise. But, how do you exercise? Okay, I'm just curious to know. Do you like to do it? Oh, I hate to exercise. Oh, the only time my body moves is when I'm holding a vibrator. I hate it. Go do Jane Fonda. She'll whip you into shape. The only man that's going to whip me into shape is Indiana Jones. I'll tell you right. Not that he would like me. I have no sex appeal. Oh, please, Mrs. Valentine. Last night I said to my husband, Edgar, would you call me an attractive woman? He said, call your own. That's why. And she came over. She was nice looking. She's my best friend. No. But the thing is, that's why you're exercising, the body looks good and everything. Get the gifts now. Get the gifts while the body is firm. Oh, no, once the body starts going like that, my thighs, flabby flap, thank God my stomach covers them. But am I going, but get gifts and get explicit gifts. You know what I'm saying? Don't be coy. Don't say, I would like what you give me. Tell him what you want. No, this is very important. A friend of mine, she wanted a diamond, so she was too, you know, stupid to say, I want a diamond. What she said was, give me something that I'll have forever. She gave her herpes. Because attitudes change. How long are you married?
50 years.
50 years. That's great. That's great. So, is it working out? Is it working out, do you think? Wouldn't that be funny if you said, no, the hell with him, I'm getting a divorce. Wouldn't that be... I'm married 18 years, and let me tell you, things have changed. When you first get married, they open the car door for you. 18 years now, once he opened the car door for me in the last 4 years, we were on the freeway at the time. It changes. In the old days, he used to take me out to dinner. Last night, I said, I'd like to go out to dinner. He kicked my dish on the porch. Do you know why it changes? It goes back again to sex appeal, and it goes back to bazoomos. I have no boobies. And you forget, you know. And then today I was all undressed, and I was in the dressing room. That's why you still would be undressed in the hall. I was undressed in the dressing room, and Peggy Lee walked in and saw my chest and said, is that all there is? She's going to be on the show tonight. Isn't that exciting? But we have a wonderful show for you tonight. We have a fabulous show. We have David Brenner, who is my good friend. We have Peggy Lee, who looks a lot better than me. And Jamie Farr. So please, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nice to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Guest host person
of our show here.
Thank you. And 50 years married. That kills me.
Isn't that something?
Wonderful. She'll have another 50 happy years and then have a big fight. You know what
I'd like all of mine laid end to end to make up to 50. That would be nice.
It could be almost.
It's possible, yes.
And when you look back, I always, you come out on the stage, you look back, you think, oh, I never thought I'd be standing here talking to you and like that. My first job was 21 years ago. I was trying to get in the business.
Really?
Yeah, and I was a waitress. I never thought I'd be on the stage. I thought I'd be on it like this. You know what I mean?
Were you a good waitress?
Well, it was a lousy place. It was International Lean-To of Pancakes, like a little tiny place. And I was trying to do... Lily Tomlin and I both were waitresses. And we would do jokes, you know what I mean? Somebody would say things like, you know, what comes with an apple pie? And we'd go, flies. And if you like, oh, and they would leave. What was your first job?
Actually, my first job, I worked on in a service station in Arlington, Oregon, fixing truck tires for wheat trucks. And there are nights you get out on the stage in Vegas, and, you know, the audience is kind of staring back at you, and you think, I could be in Arlington changing truck tires in 115-degree heat.
So I'd much rather be here.
Oh, by all means.
Oh, yeah. I never tried gas pumping. That's the only thing.
Well, it's quite an experience.
Yeah. Now tell them where we're going to be, and then we can do the show.
You're dressed for it. You know, that looks lovely.
Just my little diamonds and rings and playing around.
Are they really? Are those really?
No, I don't wear anything real. Are you kidding? Yeah, if the day I could give me this, the day I got a trick pelvis. I mean, no.
Body right now.
I'm gonna take you home.
wanna keep her feelings bottled up inside. Just wait there, I'll put her back in bed. But don't forget the thing that you just said about your father and how he never loved you. Your vulnerability got my pussy wet, boo. Let's do it all night long. Sing it to me like in my favorite song.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
All these emotions, they've got me reeling. Take my clothes and just start peeling. My bedroom's got a mirror on the ceiling. So let's lay down and start looking at our feelings.
Get into it right now.
I'll go first. I think that yoga is much more effective than Pilates.
Something about the core? Okay, now it's your turn.
How do you think your hopes and dreams have been affected by the economy?
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, it's my turn again.
I'm gonna talk, you're gonna talk. I'm gonna put my feelings in you so hard.
That's Jen Kwok. You can find her on YouTube and on Facebook. Very funny. Thank you all for tuning in today. We had the wonderful Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Edit. And here we go, everybody. Remember, here we go. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Edit Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Block Talk Radio. And Chuck Skull, Castecchione. World Talk Rock, Saturdays at 8, Block Talk Radio. Chuck Skull, and Saturday mornings at 10 on Block Talk Radio. Speaking of Block Talk Radio, it's the Wacko Network, Tuesdays through Friday. Eastern Standard, Wacko Bob, great job, everyone, thank you for tuning in. George Bettinger, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays at 4 p.m., Tuesday Radio, and let's not forget, Steve Mendoza, Thursdays, and Sundays on Dreamstream Radio. Oh, if I forgot anyone, I'm sorry. You can watch my TV show, 7 p.m. tonight, WMNN.org, Eastern Standard Time. Encourage everyone to buy my CDs. Support the arts by supporting the arts. And buy my stuff. That's subliminal. Buy my stuff now. My CDs are on CD Baby. Thank you all for tuning in. And now we're just... Thank you, everyone. For a great Labor Day weekend. Drive safely and carefully. Keep on smiling. Yeah. Cha-cha-cha.